Hi guys, we're the Looters.
Stop. You guys make me nervous. I'm shy. Hi, we're the Looters. We're a space sci-fi RPG space opera podcast, and we play the game real well, and we roll the die, and we go to the places, we do the things, and it's really cool and stuff. And these are all my friends. And my name's Ian, and I play Levi.
Oh my god, please take a breath.
So red.
No.
You nailed it.
Perfect.
My name's Andrew, and I play the character Artie.
My name is Ian, and I play the character El Capitan.
My name is Melinda, and I play Theo.
And I'm Matthew, and I play everyone else.
Oh, so happy he got to go last. You can't see him on his face. Just beaming over there.
Wait, did you introduce yourself?
I did.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You didn't catch it?
It's a whirlwind. I did not. I was like, blah, 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 blah.
Maelstrom.
Yeah, that was something fourth dimensional speak going on right there.
Hey, and I want to say a big thank you to all our Patreon subscribers, that people are supporting us now. This makes a huge difference in what we can do with this show and how we can move forward. So thank you so much for your support. And I hope you enjoy all of our bonus, ridiculous, silly content.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
That's really exciting.
Gonna go crazy.
Moms go crazy.
Yeah.
Shout out, Mom.
Shout out, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
And as always, a shout out to your mother.
Of course.
Your mother.
It's gonna be really funny because people not in the Discord are gonna be really confused by that.
They never know.
Who's your mother?
Whose mother?
Then join the Discord
about?
And find out.
Yeah. Y'all should be on the Discord. I said y'all should be on the Discord.
Yeah.
In the Black Hat Lounge, to be specific.
I should. Yeah. I need to get up in the Black Hat Lounge.
Water's fine.
You know what? I definitely checked it out when it first was happening, and I was like, well, I don't know what that is. I said, I don't know what's going on.
That's the beauty of it, though. I don't know what it is either.
I saw it was like a photo of you, and then I was like, what is Ian doing?
I don't think there was a photo of Ian. What were you at? Where were you at?
No, it was like a photo of Ian in like a suit or something.
Oh no. My Discord profile photo is me in high school on Halloween. I was like 15 years old. I'm holding a bag of weed and have a beer in my hand.
Yeah, he was in a suit or something.
Ian. Yeah, 15-year-old Ian.
Classic Ian.
Awesome.
What's the question today?
That's a great question.
Is that the question?
Do I seem like the person that came up with a question over the weekend?
Well, had a question last weekend.
Oh, that's right.
But then I said it out loud and I don't think any of us wrote it down.
Or did someone actually write it down?
He did write it down.
Beginning question.
It looks like he's confused.
Look at the eyebrow.
The question I have written down, and Lindy might need to help me out with this, is what is first law you broke?
Oh, yeah. I remember.
The character's first law.
That makes more sense.
What is first law?
Because we already figured out Ian broke the law when he was 15.
That's what provoked the question.
Before that.
I can tell you Sam's.
Yeah.
No. What did he get put in jail for?
What did Sam get put in jail for?
He got put in jail for just stealing some food.
That's right. Yeah, I remember him mentioning that.
Yeah. He just wanted to eat some grub.
Jean Valjean.
Yeah. What does that say about the Martian conglomerate?
That they're the 1800s France.
Revolution time, baby.
Can you hear the people sing?
Okay. We don't want to get copyrighted.
Space opera.
I just really wanted to go there.
I just love you some Les Miserables. What can I say? Artie's first law that he broke was a intergalactic treaty between two houses when he was 3 years old. He handed one of his cousins a toy to share with. And it broke a treaty about gifts between the House Umbrick and this lesser house that got into like a sort of legal thing. And it was just kind of funny and everyone laughed about it because it was literally like an intergalactic treaty that would be like a cause to go to war for this three-year-old handing a gift. But
I was about to ask, how many people died because of this? What are the repercussions of
the actions? Artie will never know. He doesn't realize that three planets were glass.
Oh my God.
No, it's like one of those things where it's just like they're so wealthy and above everything that even this like treaties between these two houses getting like broken and like this kind of like funny thing, it's like a funny thing to point at and say like, oh, look, they just broke a treaty. Anyway, so what were you saying you did last weekend? You know, and it just like moved on from that. But he technically broke an intergalactic treaty when he was 3 years old.
A really good detail.
Such a badass.
And then his mom's like, you don't need to share anymore, Artie. Artie was one of those kids that was always like, everyone's always taking my toys. And his mom's like, Artie, do you just give them your toys? And he's like, yeah, because I'm sharing. Well, they're not taking it, Artie. You're sharing. That's you don't have to do that, you know?
I love how lived out this is for you. I'll say that I'm pretty sure Theo was first arrested for drug possession.
Checks out.
Yeah.
What kind of drugs?
Did you get out of it?
Oh, hardcore drugs.
Yeah?
Oh, cocaine.
What was their name? Because it's space, you know? Like, what's the space drug name?
Space dust.
Space dust. Yes.
It's like angel dust. Space
good beer.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, Elysian? Yeah.
Ooh, shit.
Sponsor?
Sponsor, yeah.
Did you get, like, how bad was the first arrest?
Oh, I think it was one of those things that, like, it wasn't bad. It could have been bad, but it was just like swept under the rug, you know?
Your manager came in and is like, I'm her lawyer.
That's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. I won't deny it since you guessed it. That's true.
I feel like that's a hard question for Capitan to answer.
Yeah, what are the laws on Puto?
Exactly, because I was basically born breaking the law. I don't know. Like, it's just, it's like in my blood. There's no rules. There is just chaos. So I couldn't have possibly been the first to break something, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Everything's already broken.
Well, with a mindset like that. I love that. That was your answer. You're like, that's it.
That is it.
Yeah. Hard to define, really.
I think so
very
far.
Diplomatic.
I think so far, all of these have been perfect for
me. Mine's like super. I don't know. I feel like we're going to be like really diving into mine when we get to Janice, because that's going to be like.
Yeah, give us some hints.
I will say it's either unlawful protest or espionage.
It's either.
Whoa.
Were you charged for both in the same
time? Yes, that makes more sense to me.
No comments. No comments.
He's not going to tell.
You're going to have to wait and find out.
Oh.
In four episodes.
I think five, actually.
Five, yeah.
So probably like 12 then? Is that how we usually play it?
All right. What happened last time? A discussion with the remaining members of your crew and your allies on the planet side. And you all discovered, with that very telling initial sentence, that Maris and Alistair have disappeared after you paid them over 1 million credits.
Was it over 1 million?
Yeah,
I gave them 995,000. So almost 1 million just by myself.
How much money do we have now
I
as a group?
Split mine.
Because we've lost so much money.
I still have close to like 900,000.
Hold on.
I don't even know.
No.
Well, you gave me.
Oh, that's right.
You gave Drew a third.
250,000-ish.
Anyway, making some plans with help of Nikki G as well, figuring out how the hell you're going to get off planet after your wanted posters were blasted all over Hera, and you assume most other Free Planet Alliance networks in some
pretty
capacity.
Pretty badass.
Something like that.
Yeah, I think we're pretty badass now.
And so your current working plan is, with the help of Sky, who has sort of crafted her light capacities into a bit of a disguising device.
Crazy improv, by the way, on that. That was fucking nuts.
Like that?
Yeah, that was
pretty
crazy.
Theo is going to use that device to sneak in plain sight through the halls of Hera.
The halls of Hera.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
To get
song title.
Baby.
Oh my God. Hera. The song inspired by his crawling through the halls of Hera trying to escape the gunfights. Oh, so good.
The plan is to get to Winnix, get your arm from him, and then return back to the hostel so you can give said device to El Capitan, who will then be able to sneak aboard Kallax's ship and serve as some sort of distraction for you all to escape in Sky. So we pick up with the lot of you and, you know, final moments of conversation before Theo, you're about to head out.
Any last words?
Okay. Well,
I do want to throw out, because we found out Kallax gave us like his password, right? For his datapad?
He gave that over.
He did.
For the datapad? Yeah. Yes. For the datapad.
Right.
Yes.
So I'm going to make sure El Capitan knows that password.
What is the password?
Password.
Boobies 69420.
That's awesome.
So Kallax.
So Kallax.
Yeah. Awesome.
He's dead, so you can do whatever you want, I guess. You can just desecrate one of my characters. It's fine.
Hey, he's my brother.
Yeah, true. Okay, yeah. So you pass that on over to make sure that El Capitan has that. So just so you know, the clock approximately is 45 minutes for Theo to get there and get back.
Mm-hmm.
putting a lot of pressure on me.
And then about another 30 minutes to get to Calyx's ship and meet up with Nikki G.
Yep.
Okay.
To get a bunch of your supplies.
Yes.
Okay. What if I make it back in less than 45 minutes?
That would probably be helpful for your group. Yeah.
Perfect. Can I do that?
She's sprinting.
I know.
Look at her go.
Let's hop into it, baby.
Okay.
All right.
Luda's.
Let's loot.
Loot.
Oh, my God. Everyone roll a mental saving throw. No, I'm sorry. I need to roll a mental saving throw. All right. So, Theo, you leave the hostel holding this data pad sort of close to your face. You can sort of see little bits and pieces of the light reflection refracting into your eyes. You said you want to try to get there a little faster then, yeah?
I'd love to do that.
Survive check. I think that's probably the best way to...
Fucking hell. That's survive. Pretty, that's an intense check. All
right. Survive. Is that a new notebook? It's very cute.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'll say survive plus constitution.
Oh.
Get a little different.
Endurance check.
Fuck me
sort
up.
Sort of the closest thing to like
so
endurance and sprinting I can do.
To him.
Keep justifying.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think it works.
Plus constitution, plus which is nothing.
Minus two, huh?
Oh,
ooh,
shit.
Whoa.
We take the
4 and a 6.
Yeah, with an 8. I like that. An 8's good. Okay, so what is normally 20 minutes? You're speed walking. As fast as you can walk without disrupting the light adjustment to your face, you shave off a good 5 minutes here. Ooh, so you're
40 minutes.
Ways, both ways.
Well, no. Well, you have something to do here first.
Oh,
okay.
Challenge.
Okay, 5 minutes. I can work with that.
Yeah, so you got... So what would normally take you 20 minutes to get there took you 15, so you have about 10 minutes to play with the return. Mm. So you arrive at Winnick's door. Melinda, would you just drink a little bit more of your coffee for me? You're going to want it.
Oh, fuck.
You're going to want it.
Address me as Melinda right now. What?
Take a proper sip because you're going to want it.
You're making me so nervous.
He's messing with your head. Don't let him in. Don't let him in. Don't let him manipulate you like that. She hides away and drinks the coffee.
Fantastic.
What do you want from me, Matthew?
You open Winnick's door. He's in the middle of business hours here. And you see that there's a smaller, older man whose back is to you right now who is talking to Winnick's directly. And there is a younger rock star looking type who's sort of douchily playing with an electric guitar. You hear Winnick's talking with this man, and I think you immediately feel a shiver run down your spine.
No!
You most certainly...
Linda's now crouching behind her chair.
The voice, something you haven't heard in years at this point. Rothko.
I really wish we had video for this. I know, right? We need
it's
video
so
now.
So thank God she got her coffee in.
The thing you overhear him saying to Winnick's is acoustic guitar. If he doesn't have it, it's not going to look good for the show. It's the biggest show in the entire year. I mean, do you understand how much we've put in to be here?
Bro smokes a lot.
Reminder, you do have the face disguise thing. So nobody initially recognizes you when you come
right.
in.
Right. Why did I forget that?
I did too. I'm like, fuck me. Okay, but this, y'all, the favor.
I think you broke Melinda.
Mission accomplished, Matt.
Or did Melinda break herself? I feel like you just introduced the character she admitted and this happened.
9 minutes.
No!
Oh, you gotta.
Okay, but here's the thing. In order to get my arm, Winnick needs to know who I am.
Just say you... I don't want to tell you what to say. You do whatever you
need. Yeah. Follow your impulses. Yeah. Maybe you pull out your gun.
Maybe you press the eject button.
Oh my gosh. His back is turned to you.
Theo, very calmly.
like how you're exuding calm right now in this manner.
Very unlike me right now.
Imagination.
I'm going to walk up to Winnick's and I'm going to say, I'm so sorry to interrupt. I am just here to pick up a package for Theo. Theo Docs, do you have a package for her?
Theo, yeah, you approach and you speak without your accent. As you go past his shoulder and stand next to him, he, mid-conversation, stops and is like, who the fuck is this person talking over me? And he looks at you and he's about to say something at you when he hears you say the name Theo Docs. And you see this guy is in fairly normal drab clothes, but he has a bunch of like cybernetic implants around his neck. And he's very old, hunched over, super wrinkled, balding. But as he looks at you, you, Theo, feel the just piercingness of his gaze and how exacting he is and calculating that he is as he looks at you.
May I roll these?
No.
Okay.
I take mine.
What? No, Ian.
Where's your dice?
They are right up close and personal. This is a notice check.
Oh.
See
if you... Are they up your ass?
Like, oh, where are my, dice?
Oh. Yeah. Oh, you thought I said, where's his eyes? I got you. Yeah.
So he looks at you and hears the name, but with a seven, he does not...
Oh,
you can tell he doesn't fully recognize you, but he hears the name. And he is looking all over your face, trying to, like, there's the same shiver that went down your spine when you entered the room clearly has just gone through his. And Winnix turns to you and says,
oh, is she not feeling well today?
No, sorry. She's feeling okay. She just has another errand to run, so she asked me to do her this favor. Is it ready? I'm so sorry to interrupt. I'm just on a time crunch right now.
I think what I want you to roll, or at least utilize, is your connect favor here.
Yes!
About time.
Favor!
Using that, Winnix recognizes your arm and realizes you see him put two and two together.
Smart fella.
Yeah. Or fart smella.
Sorry to ruin the moment.
And Winnix, upon realizing this and with a smile looking back between the two of you, says,
oh, yes, of course. One moment. I apologize. This will only take a moment.
And he heads to the back to go grab something.
Because he also knows her whole life story, right? So he would know this connection.
Oh, snap.
You have a couple minutes while Winnix is in the back packaging up the arm. You are right now standing right next to Rothko.
Punch him in the face.
And he's looking at you and says,
who is it that you said you work for?
I don't work for anyone.
He stares at you hard and then turns and starts to head out. And he says to the guy who you can only assume is Mr. Hart.
Alex Hart.
Aww. His stupid ass spelling too.
And he says,
Artie's favorite musician.
I'm such a big fan.
And he says,
good music's really good.
Let's go. He doesn't have what we need. And they head out. In a couple moments, about 30 more seconds, with about 4 minutes left to spare, Winnix returns with the arm.
Theo, are you okay? What's going on?
Winnix, we're leaving. We have to go now. Thank you for everything you've done for me. It's not safe for us here.
I'm so sorry.
Don't be sorry. You've done more than enough.
And he hands the arm to you, the boxed up arm, because it's not fully complete. There's still parts and pieces that need to be put together. He says, one more moment. And he heads back. And in a couple seconds, he comes out with his guitar. He slowly boxes this up into a very simple leather case and snaps it closed, slides it across the table to you.
It wasn't getting much use with me anyway.
Good, sir. You have literally saved me.
I just take care of guitars. So glad to have gotten to meet you.
Do you have a number? Gotta get that connect in.
Yes. I don't remember the last time anyone asked me for my number.
And writes something down and passes his ID number to you so you can contact him.
We'll be in touch.
I look forward to it.
Oh, okay, and then I leave.
Yeah, and you...
run back.
give me a survive check again. Why? Plus constitution. I am going to give you a minus one to that because you are carrying two big boxes right
Fuck
now.
Fuck me, you're right.
Minus three.
Come on, baby.
You have a reroll.
Oh. Ooh. Okay, so it's a four.
Do you want to re-roll it or no?
Wait, what was the other? Oh,
it was a three, but I have -3. Yeah,
like you rolled a 4 and what?
You don't. Oh, you don't have. You don't have to. You're. I'll say this. You don't have to. You are going to be returning on time. You won't be returning
quicker
early, but you will be returning on time.
I'd save your re-roll, man.
Okay.
Right? Like,
okay. Yeah.
I've been doing so much other shit today.
Yeah, you're not getting punished for this.
Okay. Okay.
Like that was just you were like, I want to try to run faster. Unless you rolled double ones, like.
Okay. No.
You're fine.
I could see the glint in Matt's eyes where he's like, roll double ones. Double ones.
All right, so after about 45 minutes, right on time, Theo comes in carrying a guitar case and a big, long box.
All right, so time to pass it on to El Capitan, right? The pad?
I feel like I literally get into the room, I, like, throw the iPad at you, and then I just, like, flop.
Just like on the floor, on the couch?
I think it's way more funny to say I flopped on the floor.
That's consistent with like what you've done. You.
Oh, yeah, I just need to ground myself. Yeah. I'm going to lay on the floor.
El Capitan Theo and was like wants to really talk to her about her guitars, but is like, and I'm like, not now, and grabs the comp pad. All right, so I think I
go.
Okay, I'm going. And then I run out. Yes?
Be careful. Please?
Yes, I'm focused. I'm here. I'm ready. And then I go.
Awesome. So I think just to kind of move the process along a little bit, let's go for a survive plus constitution check just to see if you make any extra time, if you move a little too fast. If you move extra fast, just for something to do.
I haven't rolled in such a long time. It's two.
Oh, yeah, 2d6 plus survive plus your constitution, yeah.
Hey, yo.
Oh, nice.
Shit.
Let's go.
10. Six and
wait,
four.
So that's...
Do you have survive?
Sorry, that's...
Do you
no,
have a zero
and
survive?
So
okay, so that's an 8. Okay, great. Yeah, but even with an 8, you again, you are able to get to the tram a little bit quicker. The tram's running on time, and you got very clear directions about where Calyx's ship is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you arrive at the hangar bay of where Calyx's ship is and got the identification number, the password to get into the hangar. And what you see is, as you open these doors, is a... incredibly sleek, this sort of deep dark red with this matte black across it, these stripes of red through it. And you see that this is like a blend of a racing ship, so it has incredible, you can even tell just straight by looking at it, that it has incredible maneuverability. But you can see that also the weapons on the underwings and throughout the ship and the gear would not be able to be equipped to a ship this small and this maneuverable. They've clearly like pared down the weight as much as possible so that they can maneuver in atmo super easily. It can handle really hard drifts in vacuum. I mean, this is, you can just tell from looking at it, this is a stellar ship.
And I am like absolutely in love. I fall in love instantly.
Yeah, I mean,
she's beautiful.
So you got the passcodes from Calyx's compad, so you're actually kind of free and clear to get in there.
Okay, I get in there. I like familiarize myself with the piloting. What the fuck? I really should read my ship facts. Whatever. say that again.
The controls.
The controls. Just like the pilot. Not the controls. But whatever the
eject
bay
button
is. No. Fuck you.
Cockpit.
The cockpit.
The cockpit.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
The
cockpit. Okay.
And I want to call Nikki G and see where she's at and how much time she has left.
Yeah.
Also, I check my watch. How much time, like, did we set up a time? I can't remember.
Yeah, she was supposed to meet you here in an hour and 15 minutes from when Theo left.
And how much time has passed?
It's been about an hour 10. Because you shaved off, shaved off some time. As you go to call, we're going to hop to Artie and Levi and Theo.
Yeah.
She's so anxious.
Yeah, well, okay, God.
Theo, you okay? So you have a new guitar?
Yeah.
Everything go good with Winix?
Yeah.
You got everything you need?
Yeah.
Are you having a panic attack?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw him. He didn't know that it was me. I saw him, but he knows that I'm here, so he definitely is gonna He knows that I'm here.
Well, talked to Winix for like 2 days, right?
No, not Winix. Not Winix. Roscoe knows I'm here. He knows I'm here.
I look at Levi.
Who's Rothko?
Fuck me. He was my manager for a really long time. God, it doesn't matter, okay? It just matters that he is gonna be not happy with me here, knowing that I'm here, and I don't think that it's gonna be good.
We're leaving, you know? We also have our names plastered all over the city right now and citywide manhunt going
right,
on.
Right, right, right.
Is he going to add another wrench into our plans, you're thinking?
I mean, it's Rothko, so.
So yeah, he's got some power, some push, some...
Is he, like, mob connected?
Oh, my God. You guys don't know anything?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, how about we just get to Sky?
Let's go.
We get out of here, and then once we're in the slip and safe from everyone, we can talk about it and figure out our next plan. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. I turn to my leg. Oh wait, shit! I don't have my cool communication thing with Sky anymore.
Oh yeah. Well, you can just call her off the compad.
Yeah, I'll just hit the compad as we're heading out and be like, "Can Levi grab one of those boxes for you?"
I'll just grab it without. Yeah.
All right, let's go, Theo. You got this.
What?
You got this. Let's go. We're on a mission.
We're going.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's go.
And I hit the compad for Sky, and I just say, all right, Sky, let's start pre-launch. Let's do a diagnostic, make sure we're good to go. We're going to be getting out here as quick as we can.
Hi, Artie. Yes, I will begin that now. I thought you should know this. I didn't have a chance to tell you before I was passed off to El Capitan, but I found some news about Kallax.
Already?
What the fuck?
Yes.
What'd you find?
It would appear as though your family knows what happens.
How do you know that?
The photos of the firefight were released.
Who released them?
I don't know.
Yeah, is this through like a magazine or like the newspaper, or is this just like on like a forum somewhere online?
This is public.
All right, well, that doesn't really change anything now.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go.
And the three of you head over to Sky, and she has...
I grab Tintin.
Yes.
You go and find Tintin in the hot, deep in the hot. Actually, well, no, about Tintin.
What has Tintin been doing this whole time?
I think we should do a bonus episode where it's just all of Tintin's
all cats.
Adventures.
We're
just
do all of Tintin's adventures. I would be so
We all play different
down.
Animals.
I would be
I
so
would
down.
That. That sounds fantastic.
I would be so down for that. You get to Sky and you
before
see
we...
she has... Oh, yeah. Please. Whoa. Before we what? Yes.
I want to talk to Gladys.
Oh, fantastic. Gladys!
Yeah.
So the two of you start heading out and you run up to find Gladys real quick. She's sitting at the front desk.
Levi, hurry!
I need to do this, Theo. Sorry.
Okay, do it quickly.
You can tell that she's scratching off some sort of like scratcher.
That's my girl.
And as she sees you come in, she almost goes to put it away and then recognizes it's you and kind of gives you a smile.
Yes, honey.
She called me honey.
Yeah, she does.
You got that level of relationship now.
Hi, Gladys. I'm going to be going away for a little bit.
Yes, I saw it. It seemed like it's time for you to leave.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not good at this whole. But I just wanted to.
It's okay. You don't have to say anything.
No. I think that I do because I feel like I owe you a lot. You know, I mean I haven't been doing too hot, and I don't know what's going on or what. I've never really done this before.
She gets up and steps over to you slowly and says...
She wobbles. You did a wobble.
Over. Wobble, thank you. That's, I didn't say waddle because waddle's not right.
She thick? No.
She puts her finger on your lips and says...
No, you went there. That was your impulse.
She was thick.
That's not what's happening. That's what it looks like it was happening.
No, she's,
we seriously don't have time for this.
As you're kind of rambling, she says, "In life, we all have to move on. It's okay. Thank you for not letting me get hurt." And she goes and gives you a hug.
I never want to fly again.
I never want to gamble again.
It's probably for the best. It's probably not a healthy.
I don't think I'm cut out for it, if I'm being entirely honest. I don't know if I'm cut out for this, but we'll see.
Just because you're not gambling money doesn't mean life isn't a gamble. So don't give up on it entirely.
Are you telling me I should start gambling some more?
No, that's not what I said. No, you gotta go.
That's what I'm taking away. Right. Love you, Gladys. I'll catch you later.
The L word to a woman. Those mommy issues run deep, no?
The L word to a woman.
I thought it was really sweet.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was a lovely little scene.
Yeah, that was cute and wholesome.
Although I'm a little like, what did Gladys say? Did Gladys say she loves him back?
She sort of pats you on the cheek and says, love you too, kid. Keep your chin up.
Thanks.
And she goes to sit back down and get back to her scratchers, and you head back to Theo and Artie, with Theo being like, what the we gotta go.
You took 40 minutes to get your guitar, okay? I mean, let's be real here. I mean,
I had somewhere to listen, I'm not arguing with you. Let's go.
Thank you.
And you all sprint on over to Sky. She has opened up the cargo bay. You clamber on inside, close the cargo bay, head up to, I assume, the cockpit.
I sit in the pilot seat.
And
he says confidently.
And sitting on the console off to your right, there is Tintin asleep.
Is he look thin? Has anybody been feeding him?
I've been feeding. I've been going to the ship every day.
Yeah, yeah. No, Tintin looks actually fairly healthy and really happy.
If we were that stringent, then we all wouldn't have eaten for like 2 days
at this point. That's
yeah.
True.
Tintin looks up at you sleepily and meow, and then goes back to sleep.
Give him a little scritch.
Scritch.
And as you sit down in the pilot seat, you see all of the lights illuminate. And you can see the controls that you've seen El Capitan manage before. And you hear Sky say over the intercom,
ready when you are.
Just gonna wait for El Capitan to give us the word.
We'll cut to El Capitan.
Bum, bum, bum.
You call Nikki G.
Yeah.
Hey, Nikki. Just wondering where you're at.
I'm on the way right now.
Like about how much more?
I'm just a few minutes.
What?
No. Look, I.
You hear somebody shout.
Where are they?
And then you hear a laser blast, and the line goes dead.
You fucker! I am not ready for this right now, Matthew!
What do you want to do?
Matthew!
Matthew!
I don't want to play anymore. I'll
be fine.
All right. I just... El Capitan just pushes everything down, and is like so detached that she is just operating with what her friends told her to do. So she's not gonna fucking deal with that now. And she's gonna call Artie.
Right before you go to call Artie.
Fuck you.
Give me a mental save.
Fuck you.
Don't let's go him.
Let's get hype, baby.
I'm going to give you +1 because you've consumed an aggressive amount of marijuana so far today.
Oh, baby.
Fuck you. I push everything down.
I follow up my emotions.
Let the people know what you rolled.
18.
19.
Nice. 19.
+1. Yeah, you succeed. You push everything down and you just go into
a single
sort
tear.
Of almost autopilot. Yeah.
Sucks back in. Drops down, yeah. Sucks back in.
And you call Artie. Artie, you're sitting in the pilot seat as your compad rings.
Artie, I'm ready.
All right. Well, go ahead and get us that distraction, El Capitan.
All right. I suppose I'll see you guys soon. Goodbye.
All right.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
And with that, we'll end the episode there.
What?
This has been the Looters Podcast. The Looters are Andrew Galtland as Artie, Deanna Newval as El Capitan, Ian Overton as Levi, Melinda Macklem as Theo, and Matthew Aberley as the Game Master. All of our art is from the fantastic Jordan Jordan. Thanks to everyone who joined us over on Patreon for our very first special live stream. Ian, Melinda, and Drew absolutely crushed Played Up. I know that I enjoyed watching them figure out how to cook crab cake, so I hope you did too. And among the many fun things over on Patreon, we also have bi-weekly talkbacks with the team and some beautiful merch available. So please do check out Looters on Patreon, and thank you so much for your support. We're also going strong on Discord, so pop in there to say hi, ask the team a question, or play around in the mysterious Black Hat Lounge. We'll have links for all of this in the show notes. And stay tuned for more announcements coming soon. We've got a lot of moving parts right now, and it's all very exciting. So thanks to all of you listeners for helping make this show and community a fun place to be. Looters is a production of Digital Negative. I'm your producer, Nikki Galsland, and we record under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. The Looters continue their adventure next Tuesday. Until then, later, Looters.
That was so short.
I hate you.
No. We don't have to. We can go up into space if we have the time.
No,
if we should
I mean,
for time
like
and
that
wise.
Was a good,
I feel like that's.
Good, like,
I think it's fine.
I feel like that's a nice.
Yeah.
40.
Yeah. There's only 20 minutes of Melinda figuring out what she's gonna say.
Yeah.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
You found the heart.
She found a key to the heart.
On the quest of a lifetime, three best friends take on a harrowing journey.
Your mind and body will be tested in these upcoming weeks, as well as your heart.
Where more is at stake than a gift from the gods, being with Albina and I is going to be weird.
Not bad weird, just different. Everything's different on the water.
When new friends meet,
you have an office?
Where do you think I do all the pirate business?
Pirates have business?
It's a parchment nightmare.
And family secrets are revealed.
We could be twins.
Yes, I've noticed.
This young crew of adventurers will learn what it takes to complete the deadly journey to the heart.
It's not like an island could set a trap for us.
What? Lightning fog? Are you kidding me?
But is getting what they want worth losing what they have?
I was happy with you and Charlie.
Was?
Look at us! How could I be?
Journey to the Heart. Now available everywhere you listen to podcasts. Tune in each week and vote for where you think the story should go next. What?